everybody, and welcome to another video on demand series here on the Awesome-O YouTube channel. They've got plenty of content going on through all the sports, including PGA, of course. It is the last week, the Tour Championship. And of course, we've got college football and NFL football starting. And as part of our ongoing experience here over on awesomeo.com, we have created a new Betting You podcast put on by my buddy Ben Raza and Matt Gajowski. They go over every single game, conference by conference, every single week. Check it out. New podcast dropping every Wednesday is the Betting You podcast. You can find it in all of your favorite podcast providers. All right, let's jump in now to the top five sleepers of the Tour Championship. Only 30 golfers in the field this week. So take note when I tell you that basically everybody I'm going to tell you is over 10% projected owned this week. Not one golfer under 10%, at least on the first runs here on our Awesome-O ownership projections. Of course, part of our Awesome-O Platinum Pass. You can get just $8.95 for the week for golf and $29.95 for all sports for a week. Go on and check that out. Okay, let's go ahead and jump right in. Like I said, it's going to be some higher ownership. The average ownership per person is over 20. So all of these guys are going to be under 20% owned. We're going to start off with Abraham Answer. Abraham Answer is coming in this week and looking to be a little bit, say, more expensive than people would like. Coming in around 15% projected owned. He's played here the last couple of years, coming 18th and 26th, so nothing too great. But this year, statistically and, of course, results-wise, has been his best of his career. 22nd off the tee as we check into the strokes gain rank, 25th on the approach, 117 around the green, and 29th punting. Maybe that's why he doesn't have great results here, the around the green work. Just not up to a salary list for him. That's why he's seeing lower ownership, so I do like mixing him in. Now we go to the top of the board, or almost, to Tony Finau, who's coming in projected at 18% owned, much lower than his counterpart, John Rahm, who's much more expensive and coming in double the ownership projected. And for Finau, 17th and 7th here in the course history at East Lake. Recent form, we know he got that huge win at the Northern Trust and then backed it up with a 15th place finish at the BMW. So some great form for Finau as we check in his strokes gain ranks. He's been able to get inside the top 100. How about that? That is pretty crazy in terms of strokes gain putting for Tony Finau. 15th around the green. He's been superb in that category. His ball striking has always been good. Went through a little lull there in the middle of the season, but is certainly back and in fine form now. 28th off the tee and 32nd on the approach. Tony Finau, 11,800 this week. His highest price, given that he is starting in second place. But people seem to want to pay down instead of pay up. So Tony Finau does present a nice sleeper option. Another one of those golfers that presents a nice sleeper option this week is Sam Burns. And the great thing about Burns is you are getting a guy that's in total form for $8,500. He has played some of the best golf over the last little bit. Coming in 8th last week and 21st the week before that. This will be his first trip to East Lake in the Tour Championship. Might have played it in college or something like that, but certainly his first trip as a pro. He's had a breakout season, has Burns. We look at why. Well, he's ranked in the top 20 of both on strokes gained on the approach and strokes gained putting. A deadly combination. Plus, he hits the ball a long way. Strokes gained off the tee is 45th. Does struggle around the green, so if he doesn't hit a ton of them, may not be the best pick this week, given how many missed greens there will be. But how good his putting has been, I think he can overcome some of that around the green negativity. So Sam Burns, 8,500, looking at 15% owned, I will be over. All right, my last two guys that I want to talk about here as sleepers are two of my favorites. I would say my two original favorites, if you will. We'll start off with Jordan Spieth. He's coming in at 15% owned, and maybe people don't think he's playing all that good. They could be right, given the fact that he came in 34th and 73rd in the last couple of weeks, but there have been some good signs. Now, the 73rd a couple of weeks ago, well, that was because he shot about 25 over on Monday, on that finish there. Certainly not Jordan Spieth's best final round, but there was a lot of things going on. He was never going to win that tournament, so I'm kind of throwing that out. Putting in the fact that he's got some pretty good history here, two top 10s, including a win in three trips. Hasn't been in a couple of years, as most of you know. And if you've been following me, you certainly know he hasn't been here. But at 10,400 and 15% owned, one of the top five lowest owned golfers in the slate, I think he gives you plenty of upside to get inside the top 10, which would be a big time finish for a guy that won't be that highly owned. Look at his strokes gained ranks. He's going to finish the season at 142 off the tee. That's pretty good because he started the season like 250th. So he's moved up a ton there. And that has helped his approach game. He's ranked 27th, starting to see those numbers come up again, back to his old ways. Around the green and putting, we know he has no problem. Sixth around the green and 30th putting, which is actually probably his worst finish in quite some time. All right, the last sleeper I'm going to talk about is Patrick Cantlay. He's coming in below 15% owned at 13,400. It seems with the course history not being all that good and John Rahm being cheaper, everybody wants to roster Rahm over Cantlay. We've seen Johnson last year not even play that good, but starting in that pole position, ended up taking the win home. I think we're going to see something similar with Cantlay. He's putting way too good right now. And last week he putted way too good. But his ball striking before that was fantastic, and it was just waiting for his putter to catch up. So putter stays hot, ball striking stays in form. I think we've got a $15 million champion in Patrick Cantlay here this week, starting in that pole position. When we look at his course history, again, nothing better than 18th in his three trips, so maybe one of the big reasons why people don't want to roster him. Take a look at his strokes gain rank, though. He is so good at everything. That's why he's one of the best players in the world. 14th off the tee, 29th on the approach, 7 around the green, and 27 putting. Nothing worse than 29th. If you have stats like that on the PGA Tour, you're going to be there for a long time, and you're going to be possibly even contending for majors. I do expect Patrick Cantlay to win one of those in his career, maybe multiple if he can get it going. Also, for sure on the Ryder Cup at this point. All right, let's go 5-1 really quickly. Our top five sleepers for the Tour Championship. Again, take note, please. Every golfer is projected over 10% owned this week. So don't hate me when I'm telling you that a sleeper is 17% owned. Based on the field, it is. So Abraham Answer, Tony Finau, Sam Burns, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay. Now, the way the salary works out, we won't be able to roster all five of these guys in the same lineup. I try and do that, but because of the way the salary breaks down, couldn't do it this week. Again, use 3 of 5 here, four of five even. You might be able to get 4 of 5 if you don't use Cantlay and Finau in the same lineup. It should be able to give you plenty of variance and the opportunities for a unique lineup. So till next time, everybody, thanks for joining me on the Osmo YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel to get notified of all of the content we do here, including these top five videos. So till next time, Safeway opens next week. Good luck this week at the Tour Championship, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.